Trump asked by leaders of Saudi Arabia, Qatar to hold off on attack of Iran. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 18, 2026. President Donald Trump revealed that he had been asked by the leaders of several countries in the Middle East to hold off on a planned U.S. military attack of Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump shared that Emir of Qatar Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, and United Arab Emirates, UAE, President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, had asked the United States to hold off on the attack on Iran that was scheduled for Tuesday. Trump noted that the request came in light of serious negotiations which were taking place. I have been asked by the Emir of Qatar, Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, and the President of the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, to hold off on our planned military attack of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which was scheduled for tomorrow, in that serious negotiations are now taking place, and that, in their opinion, as great leaders and allies, a deal will be made, which will be very acceptable to the United States of America, as well as all countries in the Middle East, and beyond, Trump said. Trump continued to explain that a deal between the U.S. and Iran would include no nuclear weapons for Iran. Based on my respect with the above-mentioned leaders, I have instructed Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Daniel Kane, and the United States military, that we will not be doing the scheduled attack of Iran tomorrow, but have further instructed them to be prepared to go forward with a full, large-scale assault of Iran, on a moment's notice, in the event that an acceptable deal is not reached, he said. Trump's post comes after he warned in a Truth Social post on Sunday that the clock is ticking for Iran. For Iran, the clock is ticking, and they better get moving fast, or there won't be anything left of them, Trump wrote. Time is of the essence. During an interview with Axios, Trump also expressed that the U.S. wants to make a deal, while adding that Iran was not where the U.S. needed them to be.